Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Never mind yesterday.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Oshie Ginsberg. Thank you so much for being here. This is a bi-weekly podcast where twice a week I hope to help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. Something that you hear on this show is guaranteed to help you at the end of the day go, what? That was a good one. Today was a good one. If you've never listened to the show before or never been a part of the show, I'm Oshie Ginsberg. I'm a TV guy. I'm a author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. Mondays I'm here with a guest, Fridays I'm here with you. There's over 400 interviews and nearly 200 episodes that I've done here on a Friday where I just like to talk about how I'm getting through my week. Thank you so much for the feedback. Send us your email at gmail.com. It's lovely to hear from you and thank you for the continued feedback about the SBS documentary that went out the other week. It's fantastic, fantastic to hear from you. I did want to talk to you today about something that I do use every day and something that is very helpful, and I've found it to be quite helpful. The people I've shared this with have found it to be helpful, so I would like to share it with you today. It's about acceptance and about getting into action. Because let's face it, the world's a pretty strange place right now. There's a lot to be anxious about. I wake up worried a few times a week. And as I've said many times before, one of the things I'm concerned about is climate. And as far as I'm concerned, the secret to climate anxiety is climate action. Don't get me wrong, I am table-flippingly angry at our leaders for their reprehensible choices about our economy, our environment, our security, our community. I'm so mad. But you can't tell by looking at me that I am boiling with rage. Because that's no way to go through my day. I have to accept what is and then take action where I can. Otherwise, this stuff just consumes me. It has done in the past, and I don't want that to ever happen again. And one way that I do this is actually pretty crafty. It's a trick that my mentor taught me, which helps me get into acceptance and into action as quickly as I possibly can. Now, if you don't know my story, I'm Osher and I'm 11 and a half years sober. And in the super secret sober club that I'm a part of, they're always banging on about acceptance. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When I first got sober, I hated that. I hated that concept. Why did I hate it so much? It's pretty simple. I hated being in acceptance because acceptance meant that I could no longer blame other people, other places, or other things for my actions. My actions are my choice. My reactions are also my choice, even though I wish some of them were not as automatic as they sometimes are. They are still my choice. And if I'm an acceptance, then I have to take responsibility for all of that. My actions and my reactions are the key to all of it because I choose them. And because nothing changes unless I change, you know? So if I'm really stuck, if I'm super stuck in not being able to find acceptance, or even worse, if I'm stuck in resentment, if I'm really stuck and just trapped in that, and it's a terrible place to be, I use the four most powerful words that I know how to use. So what? Now what? Come on, gee, there's several 1,500 cases of COVID a day. We're never, ever going to get out of lockdown. There's members of parliament that are inventing their own science and distorting reality around vaccine safety. And we've got a government that, you know, is completely ignoring global industry trends in response to the IPCC. I mean, in 10 years, no one's even going to want our coal, and the coal jobs they're so precious about are all going to be automated, but no one's got a bloody plan. I mean, yeah, mate. I get it. Take a breath. Repeat after me. So what? Now what? Because if my now what is I'm just going to sit here on the couch watching the Auslan interpreters sign the coming of the apocalypse to me while I eat terrible food, drink too much caffeine, and then write long and complaining Facebook posts about how everything would be fine if everyone just did only what I want them to do, why don't they understand? Then I'm the only person that loses in that situation. I have to get into action because while I don't control the universe, other people, places, or things, I do control my actions, and I can try as hard as I can to catch my automatic reaction to things, try to take a breath, and try to choose something different, which would give me different possibilities. I might need to ride out a rush of fear or agitation as adrenaline might have already coursed through my body when the automatic thoughts appeared, but I have to remember, feelings aren't facts. Sometimes in as little as 10 minutes, I feel better. And if I've tried to make a deliberately different choice, I could well be enjoying a new possibility I hadn't considered before in a situation that I have previously encountered. So what? Now what? I'd love to know if that works for you. Try it out. Let me know. Send us your email at gmail.com, or you can come find me on Instagram. Monday's episode is an absolute doozy. I can't wait for you to hear it. It's with Dave Hughes, and you are going to be amazed when you find out the mechanics that make the engine of the superpower that is Dave Hughes' work. It's going to blow your mind. You think you know Dave Hughes, but man, this is a goodie. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Andy Marr, my audio producer, Rachel Barrett, my executive producer, Toe Holder on the music. Until I see you Monday, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.